I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The U.S. Embassy in Uganda says terrorists could be targeting churches over the next couple of weeks. Somalia's Al-Shabaab has been increasingly active in Kenya and along the border areas. Security stepping up at Worldwide Christian School. Scott Vanderkoy says the Ugandan staff is looking over their shoulder now. But he says the situation has provided the teachers with opportunities for the gospel.
Well, it gives them something to talk about when, you know, it's hard to talk about terrorism without talking about it in the context that this is a broken world and needs Jesus Christ.
Prayer is their first and last line of defense. We've got the links for you to see at our website. Next, Christians should pray for this group of big money makers. We're talking about human traffickers. C.H. Dyer of Bread Hope International says it's a billion-dollar industry. It's challenging, and it makes powerful enemies. Bread Hope's anti-human trafficking group receives many threats.
Do we take these threats seriously? Absolutely. It gives pause for, are we doing all that we can to, you know, be sensible in what and how we go about it? Is it going to stop the work? No, because we feel like God has asked us to do this work.
And the World Hunger Fund is getting a facelift. A partner of WHF, Baptist Global Response, is excited about the changes, including a new name, Global Hunger Relief. The purpose is to maintain the same functionality and vision as WHF while getting the next generation involved. WHF is part of the Southern Baptist's efforts to reach the world for Christ. The changes take place now. Visit our website to learn how you can help fight hunger. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read 100 real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of Voices in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions. Go through it by yourself or with your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.